Good morning.
Good morning.
So, it's Friday. It's Friday here. And I was caught up in the crossover. So I wasn't paying attention when the mics went live. Anyway, good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Friday, I mean. Happy Friday. Should be a great day. We are going to talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I just want to tell you some of the parameters. We will have the chairman of the Acushnet Finance Committee, Mike Boucher. Dr. Mike Boucher is a chiropractor, longtime chairman of the Finance Committee. I've had him in the program, in on the program before, talk about other issues. But really, I want to dig in to the proposal, the ballot question, to build a new Old Colony Vocational High School. Now, that, that'll be in the 10 o'clock hour. And at 11 o'clock, we will, as we normally are, we'll be joined by former Sheriff of Bristol County, the Honorable Tom Hodgson. So this new Old Colony School proposed, this includes the towns of Acushnet, Mattapoisett, Rochester, Carver, and Lakeville. They're going to have to vote on it. And I've gotten a lot of calls on it, a lot of emails, a lot of communications, text messages from different people. And I've talked to a number of people about this. And look, I'm all for, in theory, more vocational education, more schools, all of that, right? I mean, if you didn't have a price tag, why not? But the reality of it is, there is a price tag. There's a huge price tag. I talked to a friend yesterday, who I've known since the fifth grade, and he happens to live in Rochester now. And again, professional guy, professional wife, been involved in municipal government, told me that his property taxes, he anticipates, using the formula they've given him, in Rochester, will go up by $900 more a year. He'll have to pay an additional $900 in property taxes on his home in Rochester if they approve the building of this new Old Colony High School, Vocational Technical High School. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money. And it's not a one-shot deal. It's for the length of the bonds, 25, 30 years. I don't know exactly what the length of the bonds are, but on a, that's one guy, one family, an additional $900. Now, maybe it's all worth it. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's all worth it. But the towns of Acushnet, Mattapoisett, Rochester, Carver, and Lakeville, they will be voting on this coming up. You will have an opportunity to vote on whether you want to build a new vocational school. So we'll talk more about that in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have Mike Boucher and Dr. Mike Boucher, chiropractor, chairman of the Acushnet Finance Committee. Really, I understand, really well versed in the project and the finances and all that stuff. Again, you'd love to do a lot of things, right? You'd love to do a lot of things, but you're constrained by reality and the finances of it. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not here to make a suggestion. I'm just here to put a lot of opinion out there. And then you guys who have to vote on this in Mattapoisett, Acushnet, Rochester, Carver, and Lakeville can make the ultimate decision. You will. All I was listening to Tim on the ride in. He's 100% right about a lot of things, but not always right. But we are going to have a brand new city council in the sense that you're going to lose two really big personalities. I anticipate that Maria Giesta will lose the recount. I'll be shocked if she's able to make up the difference. So I do believe in January, you'll be seating Scott Pemberton and removing Maria Giesta, the chair of city property. That's going to create a new dynamic, really new dynamic. And I know it's going to unleash the logjam that's been on a lot of outdated, abandoned city buildings that the mayor has got plans for that are for the best interest of the city, for the taxpayers, for the local economy, for housing. So that will be really interesting. And James Roy. Maybe I'm naive, but I'm optimistic for James Roy. I know he's an activist on the left, but I'm really hoping that he'll come in with his activist fervor, but also realize, hey, I got a seat at the table now. A little bit of power, and I can do real things if I work with my colleagues. And so I think that could be really interesting. And the other part is the fact that Linda Morad, who's a very dominant personality, particularly if you let her dominate you, is moving on. Now, I do believe she'll still be around, as she should be. She's a taxpayer in the city of New Bedford, very knowledgeable person, and I would think she'll continue to talk to her former colleagues. And I would think that her former colleagues will reach out to her from time to time to ask about things. But it will be a new city council, and that's what you folks individually elected in the city of New Bedford. So I do think that's going to be really, really interesting. We're taking your calls. It's kind of open phones this morning. And like I said, the Tom Hodgson will be here at 11 o'clock. There's a lot of controversy going on at the Bristol County House of Correction. We had Sheriff Haru in last Friday. And, of course, there was the big arrest out there, historic drug bust. An employee bringing in, allegedly, an enormous amount of drugs, $65,000 in synthetic marijuana. So we'll ask Tom Hodgson about that, how he would have handled it, what his knowledge of that type of stuff is. Anyway, and so Tom will be here at 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we'll have Dr. Mike Boucher. Now we're taking your calls at 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Just a quick question.
Sure. Well,
first, I want to say that arrest, wow. That's
big,
huge.
Right?
And that's just her getting caught. I wonder how much, you know, it makes you wonder how long has this been going on since the time she was employed?
Well, you know? So Sheriff Haru says his investigators have determined they arrested her on the third delivery. So she did it two other times and got away with it, allegedly.
Right. She might have been being watched then, too, right?
We never know. We'll find out as she's only been just arraigned now. As it gets going, we'll find out more, but yes.
Okay, so my question is, so you got to forgive my naivety on this. So when there's a recount, who's actually doing that recount? Where is it done?
So it'll be done by the elections office, the elections commission, the employees, and then the individual campaigns. So this Pemberton and Giesta, they can each bring in their own observers, their own lawyers. They can do all that. Yes.
Yeah, I knew they could be there, but I was just wondering who. So Manny wouldn't be doing the count.
No, he'll be part of it.
Interesting. Yeah, I never knew who did that. But yeah, she'd be crazy not to. Anybody would be crazy not to have a recount. So I don't think that's any surprise to any of us.
No. And I look, you got to play the game out to the end, right? I mean, yeah. Leo Choquette asked for a recount, I don't know, three or four years ago now. And when he ran against Brad Markey and almost made it but didn't quite get there. And I thought that was a valuable thing to do at the time because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
But mm-hmm. I do think that there was only one vote that changed in that recount when Leo Choquette was running against Brad Markey. It was one vote changed to the favor of Brad Markey, the ultimate victor. Now, that's... These machines are very accurate, so I doubt that Maria will be make up the 19 or 18, 19, whatever vote she needs.
Yeah, I don't know. It will be interesting. So, yeah, that's it. You have a great weekend, Chris.
What's that?
I said you have a great weekend.
Oh, I will. You too, Sketty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, my friend. 508-996-0500. I thought she'd have a good weekend. I thought, I'm not a Wiccan. I'm a Catholic. It's getting cold out there. Time to winterize your car. Bring it to Mac Auto Sales, right in the city of New Bedford, right on Rivet Street. Mac Auto Sales, a family-owned business. Repairs and updates. All makes and models of automobiles. So if you need to get your car ready for the coming cold weather, and I'm sure you do, call and make an appointment today. 508-565-6221. Mac Auto Sales is open weekdays 9 to 5 for your convenience. You have a foreign car, that's perfect. Tim Weisberg has a foreign car, a Mazda. It's in one of the videos the other day. They did a wonderful job on it, rides like it's new. So Mac Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign-made automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. We're going to do this. We'll put these people on hold, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stick around. Open phones. Love to hear from you.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. You know, you don't have to walk alone at all when you're upgrading your home's energy. But I know it is, it can feel overwhelming, right? When you go to upgrade your home's energy efficiency, it can feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com, and C2S Energy will do the heavy lifting for you. Let them do it all for you, right? We're going to go right to the phones. We've got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being on hold.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, Chris. What's happening, Barry?
Hey, real quick, I know you abide by rules. I abide by rules too, Robert's rules. But Chris, can I call back after when Mr. Boucher is on?
Yeah, of course.
Great. So a couple of things, Chris. I called and spoke to Tim earlier. Wanted to make sure that, we have corporations that are out there listening to your food drive. You know, my wife would be apt to drop off a couple of canned goods. I'd be more apt to drop off a check. So Tim told me, and maybe you can reiterate, how corporations like ours and people we do business with can assist that food drive, Chris.
Yeah, so it's the Hunger Heroes food drop that'll be tomorrow out at Aldi's. to benefit the United Way's Hunger Heroes. Greater New Bedford, Hunger Heroes Project, the United Way of Greater New Bedford. And it's actually brought to you by the people at Citizens Federal Credit Union, First Citizens Credit Union, Federal Credit Union, Aaron's Pools and Spas, and Carefree Homes and Goulart Square Bakery. So if you want to drop off canned goods, all you got to do is drop them off tomorrow at Aldi's. But if you want to drop off a check, the best way to do that, Tim?
Is to make out the check to the United Way of Greater New Bedford. And you can either drop it off at their office at the DeMello International Building, or if you want to drop it off here, I can bring it over.
More than likely, I'll bring a donut to my friend Chris. Thank you, Tim. I think it's huge for the corporations in our city. I will be dropping off a check, and I challenge any corporation to drop off a check, meet out, as Tim had said, the United Way. Chris, real quick,
yes,
you guys, also public service announcement you had on there, name a plow. I'd like to name a plow. We know it was for the younger students, but I'd like to name my plow Plow Healy. And you know what plow that is, right, Chris? That's the plow that's parked underneath the overpass during a major snowstorm doing nothing.
Right.
Yep, that's right. You voted for her, Chris, not me. But Chris, your show, and I listen to your shows, I don't get to call in all the time. You guys, you and Tim, do fantastic jobs. But you guys are talking about the getting away from and abolishing the Proposition 2.5.
Yes.
And I'd just like to address your listening audience. How many of us, and I think this is important why we need to be Democrats, I'm going to be calling Mark Montigny and all of our delegation, for that matter, including John Mitchell, because I think he benefits from that Prop 2.5. I don't even know how it's going to be written. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe it goes to the general fund. But, Chris, the train, when the train came in, I couldn't envision taking that train. And I bet a lot of your listeners couldn't envision dropping 1 foot onto that track. So let alone what we have now, we have a $21 million. I'd love to put a camera on that bridge to nowhere that goes over to the park. No, I never see anybody on it, Chris. And I think we need to have our people investing our money more accountable. We have a $21 million bridge over Route 18 that goes nowhere. I've never seen anybody on it. So I challenge again. I challenge the Democrats to call our constituency base to let them know we didn't take the train. I see 20 cars parked there. I don't know one single person taking it. But I think we need to hold our delegation more accountable on how they spend our money. And Proposition 2.5, not something that I am in favor of, Chris.
Abolishing it. You're not in favor of abolishing it.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Yes, stand corrected. Yes, sir. Abolishing it. I think, personally, you know, can me and my companies go out and earn more money? Yes. What about the people in New Bedford that can't?
Right.
Fixed income people. A
right.
lot of my friends. They're not taking the train to nowhere.
No, Barry, thanks for the call, my friend, as always, and the information on that, and for helping out with Hunger Heroes. That's a tremendous lift. We all got to help each other. But yeah, Proposition 2.5, Barry, a lifelong Democrat, recognizes, like a lot of you lifelong Democrats recognize, you wouldn't be able to afford your property if there wasn't the cap on property taxes called 2.5, put in by 55% of the voters way back. It's been around forever, But Governor Healy is looking to abolish it. And in a couple of little ways, the mayor of Boston's looking to really abolish it. You got to be on guard here, guys. I will say that I communicated with Senator Montigny. He is not in favor, as he wasn't the last time, of allowing cities and towns to raise the auto excise tax. So that is a way they're trying to chip away at Prop 2.5, is to allow the auto excise tax to rise above 2.5%. Look what they do in Rhode Island. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Anyway, kind of open phones. We're talking about the Old Colony, potential new Old Colony school for the towns of Rochester, Mattapoisett, Acushnet, Lakeville, and Carver. That's going to be on the ballot coming up. And we'll have the chairman of the Acushnet Finance Committee, Dr. Mike Boucher, coming in the next hour. Back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris McCarthy.
Mike Jansen, what's happening?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you used to be a selectman.
Yes, sir.
In Freetown. You know that a city and town is only as good as its revenue sources, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Hello? Mike? I don't know what happened to Mike. Mike, call back. No, my electric is going, but we didn't get there. So hopefully Mike Jansen will call back. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, my friend.
Hey, what's happening?
Do you know if Maria Giesta applied for a recount?
She did.
Oh, she did. Okay. That's
she did.
Good. That's good. That's good to know. Because, you know, with that election office, you never know. It's only 18 votes.
I know. I mean, I would be shocked if she can overcome that, flip it. But
I wouldn't be.
You never know.
Again, with that election office, it hasn't been a pinnacle of accuracy at times. You know, you can't get ballots and stuff like that.
There literally was no ballots for the presidential primary.
Yeah. You never know. Well, again, I'm glad she took the opportunity to get the recount and see what happens there. You know, even over in Fall River, the I never heard of the guy, Boomer Amaral or
yes.
something, is getting a recount against the mayor of Fall River.
Coogan.
I'm surprised why he even ran, because he's told everybody he's all done in 2 years. That's a foolish move. John Mitchell would never do that.
No. The mayor is a political animal. He knows. I mean, you never make yourself a lame duck, but that's what happened.
Yeah. You know, again, I with Mitchell, to me, I think his major in Harvard must have been political science, not economics, that's for sure.
Well,
that's the thing to watch in the future, the mayor's race. Who will be the next mayor?
I think the next mayor will be John Mitchell.
Oh, come on. Well, he's your compadre.
No, come on. I'm just saying, when you look at the potential field, it's pretty thin. And when you look at the mayor's resources... politically, and put him up against anybody in the field, and imagine not some sterile ballot box, but imagine a stage, a debate, all of that. I mean,
well, again, imagine one issue. Taxes are too high in New Bedford. Everybody knows it. So again, and you've made him. If Shane Burgo,
I'm not taking the blame, but go ahead.
Well, they can take the blame for Healy. Well, why not, you know? through my fault, through my most grievous fault, you know? But anyway, I think Shane Burgo, if he gets on the tax thing, I'll lower your taxes and this and that and the other. And again, he's got a large base. If the Cape Verdean community comes out and supports him, you do it for a friend. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hello?
Yes. No, I understand. I do believe in ethnic votes, and I mean, the Irish lived off that for years.
Community.
Yes.
But, you know, and if they get behind them, I think Mitchell could have a problem, you know?
Look, I'd love a race. I really would.
Yes, I know you do.
I would love a race. I would.
You've made this race.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that. I mean, look, I'm happy to take credit for things I haven't really done lots of times. But in this case, come on, I don't deserve that. Shane Burgo was elected before I ever heard of him. I never heard of him until he was elected,
yeah,
to tell you the truth.
You've given him a platform on this radio by bringing up his name all the time.
Well, he is interesting. There's no doubt about it.
No question. I know. And so... Well, all right, I've made your weekend bad, I guess.
No, you haven't. Not at all.
All right, my friend, have a good
Thank
one.
You. Thank you, my
Bye-bye.
Friend. By the way, that caller should be lucky. He doesn't have property in Rochester. I was starting the show out. Many of you were with me. I was telling you that yesterday, talking to a really longtime friend of mine, who's a professional guy, and I would put him in the moderate category, got children, owns property in the town of Rochester. And he was telling me that his family home, that he anticipates his taxes will go up by an additional $900 if they approve the new Old Colony High School project. That's a lot of money. Taxes going up by $900? What say you? But it's a kind of open phones. 5-0 is Mike Jansen. Oh, good morning, Mike. How are you? Glad you called back.
What happened? What
I have
happened?
No idea. I thought you were abducted by UFOs.
Okay, let's get back to what I was talking about.
Yes,
very
sir.
Important. We've had talk about getting revenues for the city of New Bedford. We've had at the airport a foreign trade zone in place for over 58 years now, mm-hmm. and the same on the waterfront. And we've got wind eating up the waterfront. Am I correct?
Well, it seems to be
who does nothing for this city. Minimal minimal money coming back, a few $100,000 a year in taxes. And the thousands of jobs that were promised by the mayor 4 years ago, all these jobs have been outsourced. But we have tremendous resources on the waterfront and at the airport that aren't being used properly. So we need a new economic development team with a new plan for the city of New Bedford, because this economic development team, they're just not delivering. They've got big pipe dreams about the golf course, which no one's going to invest in. No bank's going to lend the money for that, or no lending institution. And we have other resources. We've got empty spots in the industrial park that are available. We have waterfront property because of the federal government killing the fishing industry. A lot of fish houses down there, you see them, they're for sale. Buildings are for sale. But our economic development team, which is crucial to any city and town, isn't delivering. So it's time to get a new team and a new mayor. And I think John Mitchell's all done, to be honest with you.
But who do you see?
He's all done.
But who do you think could replace him? I mean, assuming you want him out, who is it? Not Burgo.
No. Brian Gomes or Ian Abram.
Brian Gomes or Ian Abram. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's my take. Either one of them will do a better job than this foolish mayor who doesn't get the fact that you cannot exceed your revenue sources, and you know, or you're just going to put your city in trouble. And he doesn't get it. And he listens to these once again, I'll beat the drum. None of these department heads won. I think Danny from the building department still lives here. But the majority of the department heads with the big budgets, they don't live in New Bedford. So they don't have a vested interest in our community or the welfare of the community. They say they do, but they don't. And they over budget. That's the big issue. Yeah, a lot of it's mandated, but a lot of it isn't. We don't need all those new trucks that were just bought. The $72 million that the mayor was asking for, the bond that he isn't getting, was to pay for everything that he's already bought. It's not something that we need to do something with. It's what we've already got to pay it off. It's just shameful that the people of this community are being taken in by a guy like John Mitchell. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Mike Jansen. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the contribution to the program. The fact of the matter is, if you've got a crack in your windshield, you must get it replaced, right? You got to get it replaced. Reach out to Citywide Glass. They're located in Dartmouth and Fall River. We can go right to their website, citywideglass.net. They have a mobile tech team that will come right out to your home or your work parking lot and fix your windshield. No additional cost. All insurance is accepted by Citywide Glass. So all you got to do is make a phone call to Citywide Glass in Dartmouth or Citywide Glass in Fall River, or go to their website and make an appointment, citywideglass.net. The mobile team will come right out to you. You don't have to go to them. They'll come to you, fix your windshield. No money out of your pocket. Do it today while you still can. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
You're not a fool. You're not a fool. That's why you're going to head to Rose Alley Ale House this weekend. Step into a craft beer time capsule. It's like a museum, another museum downtown, this time for beer. Only it's really fresh, fresh beer at Rose Alley Ale House. They have an unwavering commitment to craft beer and delicious buffalo wings that can only be outmatched by Rose Alley's love for the city of New Bedford. Rose Alley Ale House, the number one reason that people should visit the city of New Bedford and do visit. And after you've crushed a beer or two, savored some bone-in or bone-out wings, or even done a couple of shots with your boys, your pals, your friends, downstairs in the underground Sub Rosa bar, then and only then, check out a museum, shop a local retailer, or take a tour of the National Park, which is now open again, or just simply admire the beauty of the neighborhood. Come see us at Rose Alley. It's all the great bartenders, great products, great food, great beer. Rose Alley Ale House, the number one reason to visit the city of New Bedford. It's not just a bar, folks. It's a New Bedford institution. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
What's happening?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Yeah, but Mike's right. But we all have to know that Mayor Mitchell's a politician. Of course he's going to lie, but John Mitchell believes, because of his Harvard degree, that it's a ticket to believability. And the man that you had called about the bridge, here we spent multi-millions of dollars, supposed to be a work of art, over Route 18. And then a woman called, and she went there, and somebody's defecating inside the elevator, this human excrement.
Yeah, I saw a
and
video of it from Carlos
some
Felix.
Some people think of that artwork.
Well, that's a horrible thing to do, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, Cape Air, you know, that went on, what, a couple of weeks?
Yes.
You can go to Boston, and then we're being told through WBSM and other news outlets that it was because of not enough passengers. I want to know, because the MBTA, they're in the hole in debt, $700 million, close to $1 billion in debt. I want to know how many ridership, how many passengers actually go on that train? Because, I mean, if we're not getting much ridership, if Cape Air can't do it, how is the MBTA staying, you know, they're in the red. How do they make it a profit?
Well, they're not. It's not a for-profit enterprise. It's a government-subsidized, taxpayer-subsidized
right,
transportation
but,
project.
Well, you have to cover the expenses or you're going to go up on your taxes. We've been talking about, you know, override Prop 2.5.
Right.
And more, he wants to tack on more on the excise tax.
Right, but listen,
but if
hold
the MBTA
on,
is $700 million.
Hold on a second. They don't. They don't have to meet their expenses. They just go back to the legislature for more money. That's what they do. That's the formula. That has been the formula. Not every year, but basically, I get what you're saying, sir, and I totally do. I know how it. What you're saying is that's how it should be. It doesn't have to be that way. It's a government project, government managed, government run, government subsidized. That's how it runs. I mean that's really thanks to the call. That's how it works. I can't be the first person to tell you that. I mean that's what happens. Now, there were a lot of people around here as the debate was going on about the train, if you want to call it a debate, who were saying, you know, there's a lot of other things we could be spending that money on besides a train that no one's going to use. But a lot of people weren't listened to. And a lot of people in political office wanted that train. And they ran on it and they got it. And a lot of people now who were for it are now saying, well, now I don't, you know, now you don't want it. Well, I mean, you got to give things a little while. Like, if I have one complaint with Cape Air, it's that, and I have no idea what the numbers were, but they probably could have let it go a little longer, but I don't know, maybe the burn rate was so high they couldn't. But, like, the train to New Bedford, from Boston and from New Bedford to Boston and all the little places along the way, that takes a while before people are cognizant of it and make it part of their daily transportation plan. If you currently work in Boston and have been working there for a couple of years, you already have another way to get there. Because there was no train. So before we pull the plug on the train, let's give it a little while. Like I think Cape Air should have. But I'm not on the board of directors of Cape Air, nor am I a shareholder, so it's not really my decision. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Around, we're going to have Dr. Mike Boucher. Mike is the chair.